get up? You're gonna be late for work.
Thelma, he won't wake up. He hung a do not disturb sign on his ear.
You know, he's really tired lately. Do you know he slept through my breakfast all this week?
Thelma, that's not tired. That's survival instinct.
Hi, y'all.
Good morning, Winona.
Hi, Winona.
Hi, Penny. Hey, what you got there?
My geography project for school.
Come on, Penny. Show them the map you made of the United States. It's wonderful. My child is so talented. She sings, she dances, she roller skates, she ice skates.
I can't draw.
She's right, Winona. She can't draw. Girl, you lucky if you can trace. Hey, I gotta go to school.
Grams, don't tell her that. I keep telling her she can draw to build up her morale. That's why I keep saying you can draw. Even though I know I'm lying through my teeth.
To ask JJ for help.
Okay, I'll see if I can get him up. JJ, now will you get up? Penny wants to talk to you. Penny, I don't think it's any use.
Do you mind if I try?
You can try, but I don't think it's gonna do any good.
Hey, big boy. This is Boom Boom Belinda. Why don't you come out and see me sometime?
Boom Boom! Where's Boom Boom?
Boom Boom went bye-bye.
Mike is going bye-bye, too. Later, y'all.
Gigi, could you please help me make a map of the United States for my geography class?
Oh, Penny, you don't need me to help you make your map. The United States is in a lot of trouble.
It's not due for 3 weeks.
That's good, because it's going to take me that long to get to it. They got me doing so much work at the office that the only time I get to go to the bathroom is on my day off.
Then why don't you go to your boss and ask for help? I needed help with my map, so I came to you.
Penny, you're just a little tight. Obviously, you don't understand the intricate workeries of a big business organization. Ask for help. Indeed. Not a bad idea.
Warren.
Yes, Mr. Harris?
Where's Evans?
Oh, you told him to stop at the prop warehouse on the way to work. You know, the Big Bear Cola layout, remember?
Yeah, the minute he gets here, you tell him I want to see him in my office. And it's important.
Certainly we'll do that. Right.
Which way to the North Pole?
Who's your hunky friend? Get it? Hunky friend? Get it?
Look, Warren, you better not mess with this cat. He may just be hibernating. Boy, I tell you, Warren, I am tired, man. Zunked out, worn out.
Well, don't get too comfortable. Mr. Harris wants to see you right away.
He wants to see me, huh? Well, doesn't he know Evans has got things to do, too? Evans has got a schedule. Evans has got people to see, places to go. You know what I'm talking about?
I got you. I got you.
So he will see Evans when Evans is good and ready.
Evans, get in here.
Evans is ready.
He's ready.
I'm glad you called me in here, sir, because...
Sit down, Evans.
Because I want to sit down. That's what I want.
Now, what is this I hear about you having too much work to do?
Me? Too much work?
Mm-hmm.
Never. Hey, work is my life. Work means everything to me. I love my work.
Well, I suppose you won't need that assistant I just hired for you.
You hired a new assistant for me?
Yes, an assistant. Why do you think I called you in here?
Because you wanted to tell me about the assistant. Thank you there, Mr. Harris.
JJ, what happened in there?
Juan, I just laid it on the man straight. I told the cat, I said, man, either you give me some help in here, otherwise, I'm walking.
Well, don't feel too bad about it, JJ. You'll, probably find work somewhere else, I guess.
No, Juan, he don't want to lose me, you know what I'm talking about? He begged me to stay. That's how come as of today, I'm having my own assistant.
He gave you an assistant?
That's right, Juan, that is right. Give me some claw.
Is that your new assistant? Get it? Is it? Yeah.
Juan, I just know when this cat gets here, he better be ready to work. You know what I mean? He better be ready to take out the garbage cans, take out the ashtrays, get me some coffee. You know, that's what an assistant's for, Juan.
Well, I'm really glad to see that success hasn't gone to your head.
Not me, Juan. Not me at all. No, sir. You know, Juan, in this world, there are followers and there are leaders. Me, I happen to be a leader of leaders.
Oh, I knew that.
Charmed. Evans. Evans is the name. Love is the game.
So you're Mr. Evans. Hi, I'm Valerie Johnson, your new assistant.
You're my new assistant? But I thought that
I was supposed to be a man, right?
Oh, well, it's obvious to see you're not a man. Why don't you come over here, mon chéri? Sit down here with me and possibly have a little coffee.
Getting coffee?
I thought that's what assistants were for.
Oh, that's right. Right. Johnson, give me some coffee.
Well, see you later, leader of leaders. Nice meeting you, Valerie.
Yeah.
I'm going to my desk now.
Over here.
Valerie, let me help you with that.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Evans.
You don't have to call me Mr. Evans. You can just call me JJ.
And I wish you'd call me Val.
Well, Val, now that we have all the small chit-chat out the way, why don't you say me and you go down and skip the light fandango? Lunch break, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, JJ. You know, it's a good thing I was hired to be your assistant. You need one.
Huh? Oh, see, I made a little oops, oops. I guess I go straightening up down at the executive toy toy.
Well, how's it going, honey?
Fine. I think it's going to work out.
Oh, good. You want to go to lunch?
Oh, you should have asked me sooner. I'm having lunch with JJ. You know, he seems like a real nice guy.
Yeah. Does he know who you are?
No. And I'd like to keep it that way, okay, Daddy?
Oh, whatever you say, honey. I'll talk to you later.
I see you talking to old Over the Hill Harris.
JJ, is that any way to talk about your boss?
Boss in name only. Everybody know I make all the important decisions.
Oh, really?
That's right. Everybody know old Harris been taking credit for my work for years. Watch out around old grab and hold Harris.
Grab and hold Harris?
Say, no woman safe around him. The man does more pinching than an oversexed lobster. Old bald head geezer.
My coat, okay?
Yeah, and watch out for old Harris lurking in the hallways. Probably chasing after women.
Well, I really gotta hand it to you, JJ. You really painted a very vivid portrait of Harris for Valerie. But you scored a lot of points, too, huh?
Well, you know, what can I say?
Maybe you should say goodbye. Valerie is Harris's daughter. you, JJ. I'm going to my best friend.
Goodbye, desk. Goodbye, chair. Goodbye, rubber cement. Goodbye, big fella. Keep a cold upper lip. And goodbye, paycheck.
JJ, where do you think you're going? I thought we were going to lunch.
Lunch has been canceled due to a case of big mouthinism.
So you found out I'm the boss's daughter. Oh, come on, JJ. Put your things back. I'm not going to have you fired. But, you know, my father really isn't bad as all that either.
No, I know. I mean, he's made this agency what it is today. He's a wonderful person. He's a family man. He goes to church. He loves his family. He loves his wife and his children. Matter of fact, I was thinking of having him made St. Harris.
Wait a minute. He's not as good as all that either. Look, JJ, I didn't tell you I was Harris's daughter because I wanted to be liked for who I am and not for who I'm related to. Now, how about lunch?
Well, I did bring a sandwich here. We could share that. Ah, boy. you don't want this sandwich.
Why not?
My sister Thelma made it.
What is it?
Green tuna.
Green tuna? Well, you know, maybe it isn't ripe yet.
Yeah, I would feed it to the bear, only he's an endangered species. I don't want the poor thing to become extinct.
JJ, tell me a little about yourself.
Well, there's really not much to tell. It's a very short story. I'm charming, witty, brilliant, debonair, cordial, wonderful, superlative, and just your everyday, ordinary genius.
Is this for an ad layout?
Oh, yeah, it's just a little sketch I did. It ain't no big deal there. You can...
JJ is fantastic. Can I keep this?
Oh, no, no, no. I'll give you another one that's better. This one's all
no,
smudged
but
up.
No, I want this one.
Oh, no, this one's not that good.
No,
you shouldn't
I don't
have,
care.
Shouldn't,
I want...
Well, what are we gonna do now?
Kiss her, turkey!
Oh, man, come on. What y'all guys doing here, man?
Hey, look, man, I just came down to tell you we got tickets to the roller derby, you know. Championship playoff 3 weeks from today.
The roller derby. Where the thrills are exceeded only by the vicious brutality of its demented participants.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look here, this is wonderful, cats, but as you can see, I'll be there, but there's a conference going on right now, so y'all deliver.
Wait a second, aren't you going to introduce me to your friends?
Valerie, this is Popo and Head, but they were just leaving.
No, no, no.
Brother
Jay.
Hey, man, can't you see that the brother wants to be alone?
I can't see nothing but the lady. Hello, Valerie.
Oh, man, come on. You got this time.
Oh, man, I'm just getting started, Jim. Lord have mercy.
That's what you told my sister. Now get on out here.
We got some interesting friends.
Yeah, very soon. Now, look, Valerie.
Yes, JJ?
Where were we?
Hey, Thelma, you got anything dirty to take down to the laundry room?
No, I did the wash yesterday, Willona.
Honey, I ain't talking about the laundry. I'm talking about some gossip.
Willona, how about JJ's been seeing Valerie every night for the last 3 weeks?
Honey, that is not gossip. That's ancient history.
Did JJ finish my map for school?
I don't think so, Penny. You know he's been very busy lately.
I don't know which makes me feel worse. That he's not helping me do my homework. Or that he's going out with that old ugly girl.
Oh, don't be jealous. He just likes Val, that's all.
Mama, what has she got that I won't have in a few years?
Right now, Penny, she has a father who's JJ's boss.
Oh, now, Grams, that's not nice.
It's true. Well, Alona, things have been getting better for JJ at work since he met Val. Right.
Oh, now, darling, that's nothing. That's just a coincidence.
I don't believe it. It's unbelievable. Justice has finally occurred.
What?
It's a miracle.
What happened?
Well, beloved family, friends, and Thelma. As of today, the person in charge of the artwork on the Big Bear Cola account is me, yours truly, the Ebony Prince. That's right, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, JJ, when did you get the news?
Well, today, right after lunch, me and Valerie came back from lunch and Mr. Harris laid the news on us.
See, I told you it was just coincidence.
And would you believe there are certain insidious people down in the office that believe that I got this assignment just because of my relationship with Val? Can you believe that ludicrous and ridiculous assumption? Well?
Well, I think I hear my phone ring. I sure do. I'll see you later.
JJ, if that map isn't done by tomorrow, you and I are through.
I bet you heard that.
Well, things are really going good now. I'm now rising up the corporate ladder.
Yeah, JJ, but whose shoulders will you be standing on?
What do you mean by that?
You know, Val is a very nice girl, but she is the boss's daughter. JJ, has it ever occurred to you that you might be using her?
Oh, come on, Thelma. I happen to like the girl. That's why I'm going out with her. The reason I'm rising up the corporate ladder is because, like cream, I always rise to the top.
So does the garbage in Lake Michigan.
I don't have to listen to this anymore. I had enough of you cats. I happen to have a date with Val tonight anyway.
Oh, what a surprise.
It's probably Val right now. Huh. Okay.
Climb aboard, Brother J, cause the Roller Derby Express is on its way.
It can't be. Not tonight.
Oh, Lord. Thelma.
Hey, look here. If you were a socket and I was a light, could we get together and twinkle tonight?
Now, Capo, if you were a shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
And I were a sock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I say?
Yeah.
Go crawl under a rock.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. Hold on. I don't think I can make it tonight, man.
Hey, man, you gotta make it. I bought you a ticket. Cash money. And I get mean when you mess with my green.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a date with Val tonight.
Hey, man, you can break it.
No, he can't.
Why not?
Because she's the boss's daughter.
All right.
Oh, now, come on. Hold on, man. Ain't anything like that. I want to go out with Val. I mean, I happen to like the girl. Is there anything wrong with that?
Hey, man, there ain't nothing wrong with that. She's fine.
It's cool with
all
me.
All right. Hey, listen, JJ, now, we've been buddies for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, has this fox got you so wrapped up that you can't get away for one night?
Yeah, man, now, come on, remember our song now.
United we stand, how divided we fall. Wow, we're tighter than pantyhose, two sides small. Wow,
JJ,
Papa, good old head, we the gleesome, threesome, until we are dead.
I'm going, Jack. I'm going.
Yeah, what are you going to tell Val?
Hey, Thelma, I'm my own man. I can make my own decisions. I don't know what I'm going to tell Val.
Well, whatever you tell her, I don't want to be here to hear it.
I do.
No, you don't, because we're going to Winona.
Wait a minute, guys.
Yeah, I've been living in this house. Stop talking.
Hey, Thelma.
Never.
She's starting to weaken.
Well, come on, Jay, let's get on out of here, man. Let's go on out of this roller derby.
Man, I swear those lady skaters and those tight leotards just turned me on.
All right, I hear you. So the answer to this, we're gonna get ready to get on, go to roller derby.
Hi, JJ, you ready?
Oh, hi, Val. Come on in. You remember Pop on Head?
Yeah,
hey,
of course.
Hey, how you doing?
Can we get going? We're running late.
Val, there's been a slight change in the plans. We're going to the roller derby.
Roller derby?
Hey, man, I only got 3 tickets.
JJ, I'm waiting.
Well, Let
we stand, divided we fall.
We're tighter than pantyhose, 2 sizes small. All right, guys, we're going to the roller
all
derby.
Right, all right.
Okay, I'll meet y'all down there, man.
Okay, man.
See you down there.
Hey, Jay, take care of business, bro.
Okay.
Right on it.
You mean to tell me you'd rather go with them instead of me?
Well, Val, see, you don't understand. We've been lifelong buddies.
No, you don't understand. You got to give a little to get a little.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't tell me you haven't been enjoying the fringe benefits of being my boyfriend, like the Big Bear Cola job.
Oh, now, come on, Val. I got that assignment because I deserved it.
Well, if that's what you want to think.
Hey, Val, anything I get on my own. I don't need you.
Oh? Well, let's see how far you get without me. JJ, what are you doing home? You should have been at work hours ago.
Thelma, I'm not going to work.
Why not?
After what went down last night, I'm not sure whether I have a girl or a job left.
Oh, come on, JJ, now think of the bright side, huh?
Thelma, that is the bright side. You got any of that oatmeal left?
Oatmeal? Since when do you eat my oatmeal?
I don't. I'm using it to make California on Penny's mat. I want it to be earthquake-proof.
Oh.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Harris, JJ's boss.
Uh-huh.
May I speak with him for a moment?
Yeah, he's here, coming in.
Evans, why aren't you at the office?
Oh, you want me to come down and clear out my desk, huh?
Clear your desk out? Hell no. I want you to get busy on that Big Bear Cola layout.
You know, me and Val broke it off last night.
Yeah, I know, she told me. And I told her she was completely out of line.
You mean she had nothing to do with me getting that assignment?
Evans, what do you take me for? I run an ad department, not a gift shop. Now, you got that assignment because you're a damn good artist.
Well, if you feel that way about it.
Evans, just be down to the office in 2 hours.
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
I think you're gonna need a little bit more time.
Hi, JJ.
Hi, Val.
I know you probably don't want to see me, but I just wanted to apologize for last night. I was out of line, and I said what I did because I was being spiteful. And, well, look, I guess I better be going now.
Wait a minute, Val. You know, we could start over again.
We could, couldn't we? Would you like to go out to lunch?
Well, I would love to, but I'm waiting for California to dry.
What?
On Penny's map, I use oatmeal to make California, and I'm waiting for it to dry.
JJ, the Mississippi River doesn't go through New Jersey, and Texas should be bigger, and North Dakota should be above South Dakota.
Valerie, you may be the boss's daughter, but around here, I'm the boss.